welcome to Dailyish for Monday, January 23rd. It's minus 10 Celsius, feels like minus 16. We're back into the cold, but this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to try out and sign up and check out FeedPress for podcasters or bloggers. If you need RSS analytics, podcast hosting, anything like that, check out FeedPress. You can get 10% off your first year of service if you use coupon code Dailyish. Plus, you'll be supporting what we do here at goodstuff.fm. You can also check out Patreon. Patreon.com/iChris is how you can support me directly with a dollar or two or 60,000 a month, whichever one of those three options is all you have. And it's a way you can support what I do with podcasting, but also what we do at goodstuff.fm. Kyle and I are honestly feverishly, we're hard at work. We don't have fevers, but we're hard at work behind the scenes getting ready to launch a new thing with Good Stuff. And so we would love for you to be a part of that. And the money that you give towards that Patreon campaign goes basically right back into making Good Stuff awesome. So thank you for checking it out, patreon.com/iChris. And thank you for those of you who are supporting it and getting a video version of this episode of Dailyish as a result. So one question that came in a while ago, I had a whole bunch of them from Aaron, listener Aaron, Good Stuffer Aaron, goodstuff.fm/3G3Q is where you can find his podcast. Ask Three Guys, Three Questions. And one of the questions he had sent me in was how to cope with hard times, which is like a kind of a big, loaded, heavy question to deal with. And I thought it rather than wait, I think I'd been waiting for like hard times to answer it, to think through properly how I would cope. But I thought I'd tackle it now, and maybe I'd be able to listen to it back later when I was actually dealing with harder times. And he wasn't specific about which kind of hard times. So it could be like a death in the family, all the way to you're out of milk and you really wanted to have cereal before bed. So in no particular order, although except for number one, I guess, here's some of the ways that I think I help myself cope with hard times and might be helpful to you. And you might also hear my kids who are currently screaming right outside the door. Okay, so number one for me personally should be prayer. As a Christian, it's my first response in any sort of struggle, no matter how hard or light, probably should be prayer. But honestly, it's the thing I think about as the last resort. It's when I've exhausted all other options. I'm like, okay, God, tag, you're in. I've done everything I can. You take care of the situation. Sub in, you know, I'm out. But honestly, it should be the first response. It's a personal thing for me, but it's definitely something I don't do as the first step by any means. And like I said, often it's the last resort when things have gotten way out of control. Then I think, oh yeah, there's that God that I think I believe in and probably should maybe talk to about something like cereal. So number two is get more sleep. Especially if you're having a big bowl of cereal before bed, just skip it and go straight to bed. Your stomach will help you. Well, thank you. And your body fat contents will thank you. I don't know. It isn't always realistic because lack of sleep often can be the cause of your hard times, whether it's kids, whether it's sickness, mental health, stress, all those kinds of sickness stuff all contribute to lack of sleep. If it is like personal choices, poor choices, staying up late, watching Netflix, playing video games, eating nachos until late into the evening, ordering a foot-long sub at Subway at 12:30 p.m. a.m. with extra mayo, any of those things, all of which I've done, definitely do not help cope with hard times. It's kind of like if you're going through really crappy stuff, don't let your body down. Mixed in with this would be exercise, which is another one that is, in my mind, is way up on my list of things that are important, but in actuality is so far down the list that it's not even registered as a legit item on the list. So number three for me would be write out your thoughts. And again, this isn't necessarily a list of things that I do really well and follow every time, but writing out my thoughts, whether you do it publicly on a podcast such as this for tens of people to hear or watch, or you just put it in a journal that's locked under your bed and you keep it there for just yourself to see, I think it helps to get those thoughts out of your brain, whatever the situation may be. If it's something really serious, like I said, death in the family or something like that, or close friend or whatever, it still helps to get those thoughts out of your head, out onto a paper, onto a page, onto a screen somewhere, somehow. if for no other reason than you can look back in a week or 6 months or a year when that time has passed and see what you were dealing with and how things have changed, hopefully, in the interim. So number four will be knocking is the ball on the door as they play hockey. Number four is talk to a friend who's good at listening. Nothing annoys me more than when you finally get comfortable to share something, be vulnerable with somebody, and they spin it right around and talk about how that thing is impacting them. And it might be a legitimate thing that they're dealing with as well, and that's all good, well and good. But especially if it's a really hard times type of thing for you, probably not the cereal on, late at night thing, but something more serious, job loss, that kind of stuff. Just being told you'll get through it doesn't really help. It passes or those kinds of things. I know often when we had littler kids and they weren't sleeping a lot for like weeks at a time, people would say, oh, it'll pass. And it does. Like, I can look back now and see how it's passed, but it doesn't help in the moment. If you really think about it, it will pass. They'll eventually get old enough, but when they're 18, they'll move out or whatever. Think about who in your life are the good listeners, the people who really do seem to care about what you're saying, whether it's somebody you interact with daily or is just a good friend, from far away or from a while ago or whatever, that you can reach out to and talk through. That, I think, can really help. Number five is my sarcastic side. Drop a vague tweet about it, which isn't actually going to help at all and isn't really something I advise doing, but it's something I often do. Just drop a vague tweet about something. Don't be specific at all. Nothing that actually directs people to the real source of the issue, but just kind of like be a little vague and unspecific, as if that's the opposite of vague. That's the same as vague. Yeah. About what's going on, just to sort of vent a little bit. That's a little bit of my letting off of steam on things. It's not a real healthy way, but again, goes back to writing things out, I think. And sometimes it feels good to know that whether it's five people who actually read it on Twitter or 10,000 people or whatever, sometimes it just helps to know that somebody has read that thought or heard you when you're feeling like maybe nobody is. And number six, well, I already said that actually, was exercise. I kind of looped it in. So hard times, it kind of implies it's not just like a bad morning. I was joking about the cereal and milk thing, but or a bad day, but more like a bad month or bad year. Maybe this is 2016's question, as we often hear. But and those longer term struggles are definitely hard to get past, get through, to live in. And whether it's financial stress because of a job loss that just is ongoing, and you get tired of having to answer the question for folks who are like, oh, what are you doing now? How's the job ongoing? And or ongoing illness that is just unexplained and you can't just, it doesn't go away, and you still feel the pain or the hurt of that situation, but people kind of get tired of talking to you about it. And I know, like for me, often the thing I hate hearing, and my wife is great at telling me about, then I often get mad at her for, but is ultimately what's true, is the only way out is through and baby steps towards whatever the bigger goal is, of say not being completely broke. Well, the working backwards from that, figuring out what the next step is that you can take to get out of that situation. Just wanting to not be broke is not going to help you be broke, not be broke, but taking baby steps towards that. What's the thing you can do right now, whether it's polishing off your resume or going through your job search and trying to find a list of... And I'm back. Astute viewers will notice that, if you're watching the video version anyways, you'll notice that I've shaved slightly, and it's not yesterday, it's now today, because it took almost 24 hours to deal with a screaming child. That's parenting. No, not really. One child got a hockey stick in the face, and it was also supper time. So here I am the next day to close out the podcast. The only way out is through baby steps, moving forward. Deal with your kids who have a black eye, and follow me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff is Good Stuff FM on Twitter. Patreon.com/iChris. This is not a nice little bow on this podcast episode, but it's the way it is because that's life. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting me on Patreon. See you next time. Bye.